In just a minute, Bill will honor our hosts here at the University of Michigan by finding a word that rhymes with Buckeye. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, Pope Francis is safely back in Rome after his trip to the U.S., but a Democratic congressman from Pennsylvania made sure he'd have something to remember the Pope by. What did he do?
He went to the lectern and took the glass of water that the Pope had.
That's exactly right.
And stole it.
He did. Stole that. He boosted it. Congressman Bob Brady of Pennsylvania says, as soon as the Pope took a drink from the water glass during his visit to the Capitol, he knew what he had to do. He said, quote, "I watched him drink 3 or 4 times from the glass, and I said, I'm going to go get that," which is not the first time that drinking has been mixed with a terrible decision. Brady has done this before. He took the glass President Obama drank out of during his inauguration. He has a bathtub filled with the tears of John Boehner. Seizes his chance. If you happen to go out to eat with Congressman Bob Brady and you need to go to the bathroom, take your plate with you. But
well,
this is
I would
great.
Think
yeah, go ahead.
If you stole a glass from the Pope, wouldn't he just forgive you?
This Pope would. Pope Benedict would excommunicate you, but this guy's not. Roxanne.
Yes, sir.
As thousands of refugees continue to flood into Europe, many entering Finland are facing a unique problem, and they're turning back. They say they can't stay in Finland. Why?
Does it have anything to do with Helsinki?
If I said yes, what would you then say?
I'm thinking saunas. I'm thinking hot blonde girls.
You don't know anything about Helsinki.
I was in Helsinki for about 4 hours once.
There
so.
You go.
And how did you find Helsinki? Did you enjoy yourself?
Very clean.
Very clean.
Ooh. Very clean.
Did you engage in a lot of exciting activities there?
No.
Okay,
I didn't
so
have
you
time.
Would say that Helsinki was
boring.
Exactly. Ooh. That's the problem.
Oh.
These people are getting to Finland. And they're leaving because it's too boring.
But
send one Iraqi refugee who had just been welcomed into Finland, quote, "You can tell the world I hate Finland. It's too cold, there's no tea, no restaurants, no bars, nobody on the streets," unquote. I mean, sure, Iraq is a horrific death trap, but at least there's stuff to do there.
These are some picky refugees.
They absolutely are.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they just don't like this guy.
Like, really?
No, like nobody's not, telling them. Nobody's right. telling them, like, hey, psh, tell them there are no bars here.
That guy's a malcontent. We don't want to drink with him. Now, this refugee, if presumably he has a choice, he might want to go to Germany, where, and this is true, at least one refugee center, they're offering Zumba classes to refugees. It's great. One refugee said, "I lost everything I have and 4 pounds off my hips."
When you said refugee senator just then, I thought, oh, we lost one.
Yeah.